Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Big J Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder. You can listen to a full two-hour-long episode of The Bonfire on SiriusXM or with the SXM app. It's easy. Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
It's a mean thing to do to people on a Thursday, is just play this song, because then all weekend they're going to have it.
It's been.
Yeah, dude.
It's been.
And then it's the best song to wake somebody up with.
Oh, man.
It's been.
Did you hit Fenoya with it?
Yeah, we got the Sonos. The first day we got the Sonos, and you can control any speaker in the house from your phone.
Yeah.
And I turned it up to 50. And just started with that song. He was asleep. Or no, he was just laying in his bed. I guess he went to sleep. But he goes, yes, Ben.
Oh, and Ben.
I'm surprised they didn't pull his tapestry off the wall.
No, dude. He came out. He was like, what, dude? He's like, I almost threw my computer through the window. His computer's on his chest.
Yeah, dude. When you're surprised like that, you try to figure out. Because I bet there was at least seconds where he was like, is this playing on my computer? Yeah. Is this me? Where is this coming from?
Dude, a hard laugh I had that I forgot. I don't know if I ever told about this for some reason. It's going to be on the BurtCast that I just did.
Yeah.
We talked about it, but I forgot about it. Remember we had got Rolfed in here?
Yeah, you.
You were the guy. Yeah.
Who else got Rolfed? It wasn't me.
He did me, mostly.
Yeah, he didn't Rolf. I didn't get Rolfed.
It was rough, but then we had that again. When Rolfing, if you don't know, is like deep tissue.
They hurt you.
Like they hurt you.
They hurt you to make you feel better.
Yes. And we had that done on that show Cabin, and Dion Cole. I forgot about this. Something happened with him when they were rolfing him, and his face was through like the little hole in the massage table thing.
Yeah.
He started, blood started coming out of his mouth and nose.
What, like a hex?
And everyone trying to act like that was normal. The rolfer guy was like, oh, yeah, sometimes that'll just happen. I go, really? He goes, yes, because a lot of the bad things and impurities are coming out. He goes, so blood, this is a massage where somewhere I'm going to read that blood flies out of your nose and mouth.
He goes, that just means it's working, if I'm really in
but
there.
But, dude, just hearing that Bert laugh when he was recollecting that, everyone just, there was like a, they had to bring like medics in, and everyone's just trying to play it cool because the insurance on the show, like, oh, yeah. No, what? Is it still, are you still coughing up blood?
What was it the producer that was like, this is fine? Who said it was okay? Was it the rolfer or the producer that was
no
like?
No one said it was okay. The producer, everyone was just playing it down, because if it was happening to me, you would have heard like noises that are not masked, like,
I would have gone to church. I would have gone to a church. I wouldn't have gone to a hospital.
Hey, guys, does Rolfing usually cause stigmata?
Yeah. Am I showing signs of the prophet? Do I need to hide from my local church?
Is this a demon being expelled, or?
Guys, am I the son of an angel and then I was hidden with an alcoholic lady?
Sometimes
in Colorado?
Rolf can get the demon out of you.
Beelzebub is deep within you. What?
I draw him out, then I fight him.
They go, you guys didn't bring in a Rolfer, you brought in an exorcist who also does massages.
Take me, Demonico.
Get me, Satanico. I am here to battle you once again.
Take me, leave this boy alone.
It's a hideous. And he's just rolfing you to like that kind of music.
The Exorcist loves Blackish.
Yeah.
You will not take the uncle Anthony Anderson.
Not. He is too important for the show.
Oh, shit. It is the Bonfire.
Yeah.
Hatspan.
Great throwback.
It's okay, Lou.
It's been 1 week.
Don't do that to people.
I'll tell you what I do know for sure that Lou's got ready, though. What's up, Roast Beef and Swiss coming up top? Yeah, buddy. I know my Lou.
Someone sent an article that there was a lady, a lady tweeted at us or sent an article that she got a black eye from being in the stands, and someone was like, Turkey Swiss with mayo, top left. It might be, I like that more than the proton pack. What do you guys need? I got a spaghetti with meatball coming up. Oh, damn. Oh.
It's okay. Both work. Can't spin.
Someone tweeted us that she got hit in the eye with a hot dog gun, and it was like a black eye. I don't know if did I save it? I think I saved it.
What a direct shot.
Dude.
You think that was on purpose? You think she was like going like this, and this guy's went, all right, bitch.
You want a hot dog? Or she turned the corner too quickly, and he had it locked and loaded.
Emily, what are you writing down every time we curse?
Emily, what are you doing?
Look, she's auditing. She goes, that's two times he said bitch.
Are you reporting back to us? They go, apparently these guys think it's funny when people get hurt.
Domestic abuse. Pro-domestic abuse.
Oh, damn, I didn't save it. I thought I saved it.
Thoom. Thoom. Damn it, that is so funny. tune on weed up top.
By the way, I do have to come clean. I'm gonna DM this to the bonfire right now. We can watch it. Mm-hmm. I'm scared of it.
Why?
There's a 49er fan song that came out that's not E40.
Oh.
And I feel it's only right since we showed the abomination that is the Cowboy song on the week that the 49ers play the Cowboys in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Sunday night. Let's watch this video.
Yeah, you see, I can trust that you could pick up any Eagles fan song and it's going to be pretty good. The town's built on soul. You know what I mean?
You guys did a cheap move, and you just took. Now, if they're rapping over Metallica,
now it's okay to do that. I'm saying sampling. Show me rap that doesn't involve. It's insane for you to
God
say
damn,
that.
I did walk into that.
It's sampling.
I didn't have an argument. There's Levi Stadium though. Beautiful.
Levi Stadium. I didn't know that's
Jeans
what it's called
for the working.
I know. I see. I get a couple pairs of Levi's distressed.
I'm in some Wranglers, and I'm telling you right now.
You do wear Wranglers, don't you?
No.
What do you wear?
I don't know.
It does seem like a lot of your jeans are good. Like if
Ralph
you fall
Lauren.
If you fall off a horse, though, like you'll be fine.
Oh, these are padded jeans.
They look like nice thick denim.
I buy from supply stores in truck stops.
It's real thick denim.
These are for real cowboys. All right, let's play this fan song. Man, Black Lou, this is because I love
it. Look
you.
At that empty parking lot.
Yeah, that's why they took the shot there. It's a drone shot. Let's chill out.
You can do a drone shot on game day.
Jay, I didn't make the video.
Yeah. So far, it looks like you could have.
Travis King. Dave Kent Canal.
I thought it was Canal.
I thought it was Canal.
Dave Kane. That's Dave C. Anal.
Shot by Trevor Lobb. So.
You're giving all the shout outs.
All of them, dude.
Key grip.
Oh, you got a Levi's in there.
This is queef music, dude.
Can you bring up E40? Bang Bang Niner Gang, just to cleanse the palate.
They're going to find child porn pics in this guy's phone. This kind of music always breeds that. Stop making music for 8-year-old girls.
He goes, this 13-year-old and I are in love. Did you send that story about the teacher that you sent me? Did you send that to the bonfire?
Yes.
About the woman that adopted it. It was like Blindside, but she was fucking the kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Had nice. A bit. She adopted him to fuck him?
See, here, get the volume on this. I think, maybe.
Dude, in-house BBC? Nothing wrong with that. Christine's been asking me to adopt a 30-year-old black guy.
Adults adopting adults.
I've always liked sleeping with strangers.
She just makes the... As you meet him, she makes him do push-ups to see how long they can go.
This isn't fair, Dan. This guy's a professional.
That's what we have. Sorry, 49ers fans are professional. Against all odds, weather the storm, built for combat. And that was an empty stadium. We play no
games with the opposition. We active. All of his teeth are like jewels.
It's funny.
As he corn.
Slowly. And off a plate, not off the cob.
Can you floss diamond teeth?
He goes, I just made a $36,000 mistake biting into that corner of a corn. All right. Yeah, bring up that news story Is it where'd you send it to? The email?
No, Twitter.
On Twitter? Oh, you DM'd it? Yeah. Check the DMs on Twitter. Yeah, she just had this, like, starting at the age of 13, mm-hmm. was like his language arts teacher. She's like, at 14, he started living with her. Like, she got partial custody. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, yeah, at 15, he started banging her.
Really? I think Christine had a teacher that tried to get her to move across the country.
What?
Didn't she?
Yeah, but it was nice. Like, she offered to adopt me after my mom died.
That's how it starts.
You would have been monster. You would have been going around with a lady killing men.
She was trying to dyke out with you in Michigan or whatever, where the rules are fuzzy.
Come to the woods with me.
I'm going to
eat you. I'm going to tell you how to eat pussy.
Pussy.
Your final lesson, Christine.
You've reached the final lesson.
This is it. Is this real? Because the website looks fake.
Yeah, this actually is real. I searched it on a couple other ones, and it was coming out.
They spend money on field reporters and not so much on fonts.
Yeah, well, we don't have people that build websites as much as people that write the stories. The River City Post says, teacher charged with making her adopted black son her personal sex slave.
Making.
For years.
Word slaves put in there. This is inflammatory. This is trying to be inflammatory. Black Lou, am I crazy? This guy's just getting some puss. How old was he?
What's crazy, she's a year younger than me, and you're like, oh, man, I'm old.
Oh, gross.
I'm the age of teachers now.
Hey, Dan, don't you say that, dude. You can still get a teenage black dude if you wanted.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, if you put it out there, you can get so much teenage black dick.
You go, see who Sutter's been hanging out with a lot lately?
A couple of big-time McDonald's All-Star recruits.
Have you guys met Daquan? He's with Soder all the time.
He says he's an assistant, but he doesn't really do anything. He just really laughs hard when Soder says things.
They went from high-fiving to centrally hugging pretty quickly in front of us.
Did you guys see that black kid giving Soder a shoulder massage before he went on stage?
It was crazy. And also, did you see him pat
his butt? I walked in. They didn't freak out when I walked in, but I felt like I walked in on something. Do you know what I mean? Like, I felt that vibe.
That energy?
Yeah.
That energy of
like, they weren't doing anything, but I feel like I interrupted it. Like, it's a thing.
I just feel like they always want to be alone, and I'm stopping.
They always got to go to the bathroom at the same time.
I don't know. They have inside jokes that I'm not comfortable with. I'm just not comfortable with them. Yeah, can you go back up to the top where it has the info on what this lady...
Oh, wait a second. Never mind. I didn't realize she was ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, I take it all back.
A former Ohio teacher who sexually abused her student and had the teen's baby is now being sued by him. Brilliant move. He had that in his cap the whole time. He was like, when shit hits the fan... He molested me.
Oh, man.
The first time he said that, at dinner, where he goes, I wouldn't use that tone with me. It would be a real shame if the authorities knew that you molested me. He goes, oh, we are in a relationship.
He goes, boy, I sure would hate to call the cops. So, yes, yeah. I do like to put ketchup on my chicken.
Yeah, he goes, hey, give me a Dr. Pepper from the fridge. And she goes, get it yourself. And he's like,
he goes, man. Oh, I'd love to. I mean, the phone's right next to the fridge.
What's I wonder if I can show the cops where on the doll you touched me.
I don't know if there's enough points on that doll.
Yeah, I mean, because he's suing her. Mm-hmm. So that's where you're like, okay.
Even when he cries about it, he has to talk about how he still, like, drilled her good.
Yeah, he goes.
He's like, and that's when she made me blow her back out on the thing. I gave it to her good.
I remember she was saying, I've never done fuck like this. And I said I needed school supplies. And
she said harder, so I went harder. And then I started choking her. I get pretty aggressive.
She would make this noise that was half in between a scream and a yelp. And I knew I was doing
it used to turn me on so much.
I would come so hard, I would molest it.
Then I'd fall asleep.
And then I would tuck out my thumb and fall asleep. Yeah, because he's hitting that age where he's like 15, 16, and she's like, well, that's when we started fucking. And you're like, I remember being 16.
Yeah, you know what happened?
I got molested by my football coach.
I know. He went to, we don't bring
but
it up.
I asked for it.
I know what your trigger.
I showed up in his office and I went, want to run one down the middle?
Do you think he got old enough? And he was like, yo, I'm banging the white lady who adopted me. And then someone goes, nice. And they went, oh, she's ugly. And he went, I mean, she molested me.
Yes. 100%. 100%. He goes, oh, I've been fucking Miss Quinn for a while now. And she goes, ew.
Miss Quinn? He goes, yeah, she takes advantage of me. Whoo, shit.
I mean, got out of that one.
He's got a bag of fire and ice condoms he's holding on his way home from CVS.
He's supposed to put it behind his back?
Yeah.
And what I meant to say was,
yuck, right? She takes advantage of me.
She makes my bathing suit area weird. Are you right?
Laughing at molestation. That's what Emily's writing down right now.
Filth. That's all.
Laughing at molestation. The okay. Fact? That's a pretty big red flag.
Okay.
Have we looked into these guys at all? Have we checked these guys' phone records?
Little thing called the deep dive. We're going to get a call from Jim on Friday.
Check computer history.
Yeah. Guys, we just got some notes back.
I am watching what's triggering her. What you're saying that's triggering her to write something down.
And I feel like she's making this kind of face before she does. Before she writes, I feel like it's always this kind of face. Like,
it's the same feeling it's the same feeling I had when my doctor, back in the day, when my doctor was like, how many drinks do you have a week? And I was like, I can tell you what I have a night. And he was like, what, 10? And he was like, okay.
Dude, I watched John Carden go through a medical fear, and he should sue his doctors for the way they did this to him. He got blood work done.
Okay. Which immediately I'm giving you my trust.
He got blood work done, and then he came back, and we were hanging in my room watching the shit, and he goes, huh, he goes, my blood work came back. It was, my white blood cells are, like, really high, which means it's, like, fighting something. And I was like, what? I don't know anything about it. I'm like, that's crazy, dude. He goes, yeah, I should, let me call them about this. And he calls, and they go, oh, Mr. Carden, yes, hang on a second.
No.
And then they made him wait like 15 minutes on hold. Then they call him. He just smoked weed too, so he's definitely like
He's going up. He's on the way up.
Yeah, and they go, can we do a video call with you actually in like 15 minutes? And he was like, yeah, sure. And they called him, and he goes like, he was like, oh no. And he just had to walk back to the comedy condo like, freaking out about this call. And then that was all, that was to tell him he had a urinary tract infection.
Damn.
Drink cranberry juice. How crazy is it to put you through all that? You can't say that over the phone?
Yeah.
That's wild.
They go, are your affairs in order?
It'd be funny if I was telling this whole story. He goes, and then it's like, it's just herpes. He's got herpes, everyone.
I don't think he was supposed to.
John Carden is living with herpes.
He has HIV, and you can live with that.
And you can. And it's almost undetectable if you take that thing those guys on the TV take before they kiss.
You know, those guys that are having an outdoor gay meal? they're fine. They're living with HIV.
I always like to go, if I take it before, everything's fine. And then it shows them taking it, and then it shows them out at dinner, and it's like, you know they're going to fuck.
He goes, FYI, I'm a bug chaser.
Yeah, he goes, gay dates always end in boo-foo, so I got to be ready.
Oh, my God, Chicken Lamon, take me on the roof.
Have me here.
With capers? Oh, almost. My God. Almost.
She thought about writing something down there. She went,
can we ask what you're writing?
She like this. She goes,
she goes, you know what? I'm going to record it up
here. Pull that one out if I feel like I'm losing the battle.
She goes, I'm going to write down time codes.
What is it? Oh, shit. Should we dig into these?
We've watched a couple documentaries.
Yeah.
One we can get through pretty quickly. We should start with first, which is the Kai documentary.
Yeah.
On Netflix. A lot of people tagged us in it, being like, because, you know, we talked about it.
I don't even think we need video accompaniment to this one. There's nothing really in it that we haven't seen.
Yeah. The only thing worth talking about are the people they interview that were behind the scenes pushing Kai.
Yeah, that is.
They got actually, everything they deserved.
That's the most interesting.
So the documentary on Netflix is, I think, called The Hitchhiker?
The Hatchet-Wielding Hitchhiker.
The Hatchet-Wielding Hitchhiker on Netflix. Yeah. And that was a video we watched back.
Long time ago.
I mean, like 7 years ago.
And it was a viral video from like 2003 or something, right?
It was 2006? 11, I think.
Okay.
2011 or 2012, because I remember drinking and then finding that video, and I thought it was...
It was 2013. We just discovered him in like 2016 on this show.
Yeah, but I remember this girl I used to date, and I always... That was like a reference when we get hammered at a bar.
Smashed.
This is 9 years ago.
The telling thing about Kai that I did find funny when they... Because, you know, this is like a altogether compiling of the things in the interviews he's done, I like that more than once, while in the middle of like smiling, laughing, he turns to a camera. And this one, the main one he did, and one or two others, at some point he goes, "Oh man, you know, I'm just cruising, hanging out and surfing. You know, you deserve love no matter what terrible things you have done to other people.
What horrific.
No matter what crazy things you've done in this world.
Unspeakable.
Anyway, the waves are cresting, time for me to hit the shore.
Nothing like the sun kissing your face in the morning. Also, if you've ever really hurt someone, I mean really hurt someone, you're forgiven.
You never really kill a man. His soul just leaps into yours.
Sometimes the demons need to feed. And if they don't, that's when the real problems happen. And that's when you just gotta get back to being sunny and happy.
Do you know about the Kai the Hitchhiker? Are you aware of this at all? There was a viral video years ago in a news story.
By the way, we're speaking to Emily Stoolpigeon, the newest employee here. Right?
Emily the Snitch. She's wearing a wire.
Emily Tattletale of the Connecticut Tattletales. Yeah.
She's coming down here to expose the whole thing.
For sure.
She goes, and it all goes through one Jacob Batal.
I'll flip quick, by the way. I'll flip quick. I'll be like, check Jacob's hard drive.
Jacob, check it. I don't even know. I don't even use a computer. I'm scared of him. Go.
I bet it's dark. Jacob has sex with dolls at his mom's house.
I'm a simple country
boy.
You throw
me under the bus. I don't do stuff like that.
He kills iguanas and Lou lives with his brother who I think they rob banks. I don't know. Just get it off me.
DJ Lou's gay for pay. Look at his shirt. He tries to hide it with stickers instead of just not wearing that shirt.
He can't. He could just not wear the shirt.
Damn, dude. Was it double laundry day?
It's such a comfortable shirt.
I bet.
Sweatshirt.
It's emotionally comfortable.
It's also a comfortable lifestyle if you just get into it.
Yeah, why don't you just be gay for pay, dude?
Yeah. You ripped the G off.
God. Oh, I did?
No. There's just tape over it still.
It says gay for pay, and he put black tape over it.
Oh. No, it's still there.
Because Honey didn't want to
He's missing a piece of tape to take off.
He didn't want people to know he parties.
Why do you have that?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not to be at my job. I don't know what to tell you.
Why do you have that?
You have it covered up like it's an FBI document.
There you go.
Now you got to fix the G.
It's not the two members.
Yeah, you're zero.
Tape over still.
You're zero dark fruity.
Oh, no. It actually ripped off. Oh, it's hilarious. So now it's. But people can still tell it's gay for pay.
Yeah.
No, they can't.
Oi. That's funny. Like, by the way, it says gay for pee.
Gay for penis, dude.
You ripped off the A1.
You made it worse. Gay for pee.
You're gay for pee, dude. If Joe DeRosa was in here, he would die right now of laughter. That would make him so happy.
He would ask for that sweatshirt.
Gay for pee.
There's nothing worse than a zany bitch.
Oh, man, shit. When this song plays, it's like there's magnets in the sky.
Just I love it.
Draw your hands above your head.
I never. By the way, I was up top making jokes, but the bottom was going.
You just automatically move.
Why don't you write that down, Emily? Why don't you say that we're dancing gay and living out loud?
Why don't you talk about the fact that
I don't see you jotting that down.
All of our torsos should be covered in glitter.
Do you wanna funk? Won't you tell me now?
Yeah, dude, we're all funking out.
Anyway, Kai.
Yeah, there was a man ran into a service worker, like a PG&E electric worker, and then got out of the car. He had him pinned and was saying that he was Jesus and he was going to kill him.
Dude, and that guy was kooked out, man.
Yeah, and then these two women, he grabbed one of the women that was trying to help the man that was pinned, and this big guy was holding a woman, and Kai was hitchhiking, and he had a hatchet.
Well, Kai was in the car with the guy.
That's what you find out, though. That's what the documentary. I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that either. I thought he was just like passing by. I didn't know he was in the guy's car.
So the original story, they say like he was passing by and he had a hatchet and he hit the guy three times and saved this woman. The man didn't die. He went to jail or whatever. And then through the documentary, you find out that he was smoking a lace joint with the guy, which is crazy.
Well, there's an accusation of that, but they said there was no. Like when they said they did the toxicology stuff, there was no.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, there was no. So he's lying about having like a lace joint, but he also like Kai. You realize is a guy that would be in the car going like, "Dude, you're Jesus, man."
Yeah.
And then when he goes, "I'm Jesus," he goes, "This guy's wacky, huh?
This guy's kooked out."
Dude, that guy was kooked out, man.
So the documentary is about, and you can watch it on Netflix. But if you don't mind spoilers, we're going to talk about it. on the documentary, it talks about how immediately he was like a viral success. The producer of Jimmy Kimmel wanted him on. All these, this woman that worked on the Kardashians wanted to do a show, like a reality show about this like happy hitchhiker. But they keep bringing it up in the documentary, which is true, where it's like they keep leaving out the point that this guy just willingly took a hatchet to another dude's head.
Third strike was blade side too.
Yeah, he did 1-2 dull side, third side with the blade.
1-2 Hold on.
Yeah, flip and let's.
Yeah, they really do. It's like that's what they finally. Oops, sorry, a guy says finally in the documentary, like whatever you say about this guy, like saving people and everything, like it's violent as shit what he did.
Yeah, it takes.
And celebrating him, it's like everyone's wants to go, hey, let's have a funny little sketch and joke with this guy Kai. It's like, hey, have you got any help for almost killing that guy? I mean, I know he was like, if you shot an intruder in your house, you'd be fucked up.
Yeah. And that's you're supposed to be. And this guy was like, they tried to put him on Jimmy Kimmel, and they put him in a nice hotel room, and he immediately drank a bottle of Jack Daniels where he was
buried
like,
it in the big regular, like a real bottle.
Yeah, like he's Belushi in fucking Animal House. He drank that shit down, and they were like, okay. And I love that. I told you every time we see a celebrity in a commercial, Katie and I do the director.
When
the commercial's over, where you go, and like the Paul Giamatti is Albert Einstein.
Dude, I swear to God, I was going to interrupt you to say,
yeah,
Paul, because every time the commercial now we do. I can't even watch the commercial because I just see him. I go, what happened, man?
We do.
Things are going great.
Who do you owe money to? Were you on DraftKings for too long? Did you lose all your money on DraftKings? We do two things. We do the pitch to Paul Giamatti where he's like, well, I'm not going to sacrifice my own personal self and be in the commercial. And they go, want to play Einstein? And he's like, I'll do it. And it's just like a bunch of them where they keep doing it. They go, well, Charlie Chaplin probably needs Verizon, so you'll play Charlie Chaplin next. And he's like, I love it. Let's do it. But we, every time there's a celebrity in a commercial, like the Kevin Hart DraftKings one, we always do commercial director. We're at the end of the commercial. We go, and cut. That was awesome, Kevin.
Yeah.
That's going to come out hilarious. That is so fun. And that's the energy that all these people
have. Thanks for coming down.
We honestly had to stop the crew from laughing when you barked like a dog. It was like, Kevin, where do you come up with this?
It's literally what that documentary years ago kind of said about the reality show things. Those people all describe, I mean, they're dimwits.
Yeah.
And you don't feel terribly bad for them because they're kind of trashy, shitty people. But they really came into the show and they're like, for the first day, we felt like king. Like,
yeah.
They take us, they put us in the nicest hotel. They say, get room service, empty the mini bar. They don't care. They have booze for them backstage and their limo from the hotel.
Yeah, they're like rock stars.
And then when they're done, they're like, get the fuck out of here, you piece of shit. And that is your baby.
Like my 600.
You are the father, you fucking scumbag. Now get out of here. Stay in a Motel 6, you hunk of shit.
My 600 pound life people, they're probably like, they just fed me. They just kept feeding me. Because the producers are like, you know what sounds super yummers right now is a pickle sandwich with donuts. And they're like, that's all I've ever wanted to eat. And they're like, fucking, oh my God. Well, you also find out about
dude, those girls, when the cameras all go away and that door closes and you just see the light close on her fucking crazy forehead stomach.
Yeah.
And then just sit there in the dark until production shows up again.
That weird breathing. Dude, the noises of them eating, if you woke up and just heard that around the corner, it would scare you. You'd be like, what are they going to feed me?
It's mouth closed, back of the throat, nose stuff.
Yeah. You go, listen to them. But here's the thing. They don't need people feeding. They need people being like, hey, this is a doctor. And
all their families are the enablers.
Yeah.
They bring them.
Exactly.
The worst shit. I love my 600-pound life.
Well, the strange addiction.
Bring up the picture of them in the car.
The strange addiction people, too, where they're like producers, and they're like, you know what we got you? A queen-size foam mattress you can munch on.
Like, thank you so much. Yeah, exactly.
You're like, you shouldn't know this woman should not be eating a mattress.
Because I heard you like eating toilet paper. Guess what?
Turns out the Charmin bears came by.
Hello. She goes, oh my God. It's the room of toilet paper. She just dives in, starts eating her way out. You're the best. She holds it on her finger, goes, just slurping spaghetti.
With a spoon. Just and then there's a doctor there. It's like, this is going to kill her.
You look at them in the car together. It's my favorite thing on the show. It looks like it's split screen of two different things happening.
Yeah, it looks
also, they have to show that she needs like a whole extra seatbelt situation happening.
Harness. CW.
A harness. Don't they use? I know it is what it's called, but it just seems meaner on a person that big.
Well, it looks like a fighter. It looks like a fighter pilot seatbelt.
Are you about to hit Mach 1, Jaeger? What's going on, baby? Cougar, I need you to calm down. Cougar, pay attention.
You know what?
He's like, look at his face. He's always like, come on, big mama, don't get mad.
I was thinking Jay going, hotter than my guest, no.
Hotter than my guest, no.
But all these.
He's like, come on, mama, you already sitting in the back seat.
But all of these, like, reality TV producers have the same energy as commercial producers where they're like, yes, that was incredible. And you see that in the Kai documentary. You see you see that woman be like, Kai was instantly, you wanted to just watch him. And then they're like, so we got a hotel for him, and he was a problem.
He pissed.
Like,
yeah,
he's like, a homeless man.
Like, he pissed on the leg of the president of ABC,
and he was honestly as close to feral as I've ever seen a human being.
What the funniest thing to me was on Jimmy Kimmel was they flat ironed his hair. That was their big move.
He go, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna give this motherfucker.
They flat ironed. That was their whole move.
They should have permed him.
And then they gave him a same thing. By the way, they gave him a surfboard and a wetsuit on Jimmy Kimmel as a gift, and then said, we'll drive you anywhere. And they just drove him back upstate California.
They just
let him out on the side of the road somewhere.
They had the white,
with a wetsuit.
They had to white fang him. Like, get out of here. Go.
I hate you.
And he goes,
you guys sure you don't want me to come back?
And then sort of the local news guy who does this interview with him.
Which this guy's trying
to... He tries to do that. He shows up in the wilderness to see Kai to see if he recognizes him. Like,
like you know those video, you know those videos where the lions come and tackle the guy? And he comes back.
And lick his face?
Yeah. That's what he was trying to do with Kai. He was like, my smell.
He knows it's me. Dude. I know everyone hates when I do this, but the American dad, when they try to redo that.
Yeah.
Goes, oh my God. It's whatever his name was. Like, it's Casper. And like, they do like a split screen. They show the whole thing of Casper being raised and then having to leave and being set free. And then they start running towards each other. This wolf just starts eating. It's not Casper. It's not Casper at all.
Well, while we're here, I'll tell you a reference I wanted to bring up on American Dad that I'd never seen him make is when they get into bowling, when Steve and Stan get into bowling.
Yeah.
One of the videos, you know, the strike videos, is the towers going down and it's pins celebrating. Like, the videos they do, one of them's Kennedy. It's Kennedy as a bowling pin gets knocked over and he knocks the other ones over. The strike videos on American Dad were one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
That's just
but yeah, so Kai the Hitchhiker, the documentary, the guy, the main news, the local news guy from Fresno, shout out Fresno High,
Trish, by the way,
Trish's alma mater,
who really has got himself in some kind of shape.
Guy, let's talk about that. I don't want to talk about Kai. What do you do? Meal prep? What is
what,
it?
What cardio? Do you do? Cardio? This guy went from being like, by the way, not an unattractive gentleman. You know, well, Lou, you're gay for pee. Do you think he was a good-looking guy when you watched the documentary?
Who are we talking about?
The Fresno
News Fresno guy. The guy who's basically narrating the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. He really turned himself around. He looked like really a schlub, did. But now, yeah.
A bit of a schlub, but, and now I would say dashing.
He is dashing. And he also, but what he does is he has that, like, hustle mentality brain where like, he's calling me right now. You want me to pick up? that kind of thing? Where he's
look
like,
at that.
I could talk to Guy. He's my best friend. And then you realize that they've only hung out, like, a couple times. They didn't make that clear.
It also seems sort of very much like Kai, not that big of a fan of his.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I don't know, you're kind of a dildo.
Kai has a certain way of communicating with people. That was his role throughout
the documentary. I can understand. I speak fluent Kai.
Yeah, you're like, it's not Jodie Foster and Nell. It's like, Sanana. Nana. Asawara. Yeah, there he is.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And then Kai makes dad jokes. All the time. He's like, I wouldn't say I miss it. You know?
Oh, no, he goes, you're a viral sensation. He goes, I don't have a virus. I'm a sensation. And he just showed you his fucking jack-o'-lantern teeth.
Top teeth.
There's that's the lady.
That's the lady that's like, I really thought we could have done something with him.
That's so fun. By the way, when they interview like the family of the guy he killed, or the neighbors yeah. of the guy he killed.
The old man.
And
murdered.
The guy who knew him when he was a kid, like his cousin, or they're all like, yeah, he's like fucked up. Like, I don't know why you guys thought this guy was going to be so awesome.
Yeah, he's they like talked to his cousin, and he's like, well, we were kids, he was pretty normal. There was a darker side to him. And yeah, then he's like, I am loved. And his mom's like, I was just proud he's on the TV.
Yeah. She goes, my Kai wouldn't do that, or would he? I think my best guess on Kai, because I don't think this really summed it up very well at all. I thought the documentary overall was pretty whatever.
Yeah. It didn't tell the new story at all.
No, there was no, like, new information, really, other than like they said the documentary, the value of it is what you said right here, is these people,
the you really the see the right tools now,
like,
that are
the people
them.
Behind that are like, oh yeah, this guy should be like made a star tomorrow for doing something insane in the streets.
Yeah, and they all got what they deserve. That's the only satisfying part, is when they're like, well, it was just real hard to be around him, he wasn't stable, and so we had to let him back out into the wild. And you're like, hey, you fucking
Yeah, but you get? I'm pretty sure my best guess on him is he was molested as a child or something. Through that, I think he's done some, he survived by probably doing some gay for pay stuff, Lou. Not like you. He does it for money, not just for the dick.
Not just for the pee.
Not just for the pee, the way you're into.
Man, I can't believe how you made that sweatshirt so much worse.
Gay? And then, by the way, in parentheses, it says, like, goes, by the way, that's for pee. Just, you know, I'm a guy.
Yeah, for pee.
Gay for pee, dude.
Gay for pee, dude.
You know, you know.
If you don't know, now you know. But, he was, something happened to him terrible. I think he does that, like, I think he would fuck guys for places to stay, because I do believe that old man, the way they were hugging, and he just gets to stay with old men for a while, those situations always seem like an older gay guy who, like...
There's a camera angle where they show them leaving at the train, and the guy, the old
after
man...
After he says that he was raped by him, already.
And the old man really gives him a, let me get one more, just to... You know, he really is like, he's leaving, and he goes,
your body's so tight.
And he goes, oh, come here, let me hold you one more time. God, look at you. Look at you. Oh, you're so fucking strong.
That hatchet swinging really done good for those arms.
Oh, you're a real outside boy.
Yeah.
I like you. I wasn't allowed to...
I like to smell the nature on you.
I wasn't allowed to touch boys back in the Merchant Marines. But now...
They called you a ninny and sent you back stateside.
Yeah, but I killed men in Korea. Let me hold
you. Let me tell you.
God damn.
Something happened to him bad. And now... someone described it. He's white. He's Guy Monster. He's the movie Monster. That's what he does. He goes, and I think a nice old man who wants to do something gay with him does something gay, and then he's like...
Why'd you
do that? He just snaps and says, you molested me, and it kills him.
Hey, he's like the teen that turned his teacher in.
Yeah. It's a real through line today.
Kai goes, I think I'm going to murder you because I just realized you raped me.
He's
in a robe.
I like the newspaper goes down. He goes,
say what? You have to pull that one.
What's that?
The New York Times.
They're approached. He goes, I think you raped me, Mr. Anderson.
He goes, how are your Fruit Loops, Kai? He's just eating cereal. I just realized you raped me.
Come again? What's that? He goes, now hang on. No. Let's have a conversation about that.
He's got a pipe. He goes, oh, I'm taking a beating on the market. Say what? I just realized you raped me.
He goes, the S&P's kicking my ass this week. You raped me. What?
I just heard your pop talk ding.
The flopping the paper down. He goes, what's that?
Yeah, I mean, he murdered that man. It's pretty obvious.
I don't think he's arguing it even.
Yeah,
because that's what he said. That was his way of, like, the subtle confession was he went on social media. He's like, what would you do if a man raped you and you had cum running down your face?
Would you kill him? That's pretty fair.
Would you kill him? What would you do?
And when they take
him. And then the next thing is, like, getting a little nar-nar over here on South Beach.
And then when they bring him into the police to question him and they go, like, he's like, is there a death penalty in New Jersey? And they're like, what?
They're like, we can't talk to you anymore. He goes,
I said too much.
Oh, man. He goes, what's the penalty for a crime like that? Is there a death penalty?
Did you? I think he raped me. What's that, love?
coming up with papers. So Kai, I got to tell you, you were an animal last night. Ordering a coffee. Took me 2 minutes to almost sit down.
Telling you, you are an insatiable lover.
I thought you were going to tire me out. I'm surprised you were able to keep me going that long.
I haven't been drained like that since the 80s bathhouse.
You took advantage of me.
What's that? What's that, lover?
Yeah, he said that the first night he went there, he says the guy fucked his mouth while he was asleep.
Yeah, so he said they watched movies and he fell asleep and then woke up.
Mouth fucked. And then he was like, I'm leaving. Then the guy paid for him to, or he went to leave. And then he couldn't get out of town, so he went back, and the guy was like, sure.
Man, coming. Going back's got to be rough, where you're like, hey, missed the train. Can I stay another night? And he's like, well, sure. Want to watch a movie again? He's like, no.
Are you going to sleep just as heavy as last night?
Yeah. Being a hot hitchhiker is like being a hot woman. He's like... Gonna make me stay with you, aren't you? Like,
but that would be my best guess. Would be that like he just snaps and starts killing. I think that, I don't think that old man couldn't rape him. you know what I mean? It was a really old man.
I mean, if we're putting bets on a fight, there's no way I'm betting money on him.
No, that's what I'm saying. So not that he couldn't have drugged him and done it. It's just I don't think it was. I think it was an old man who got excited because, like, you know,
I think
like,
Kai
like,
was
it's like picking up a to him it was like picking up a hooker, and I think Kai was like fine with that, and then like snaps.
Yeah, and so that's basically what the documentary goes into.
Yeah, and then you know he's in jail forever.
Yeah, I think he got like how long of a sentence?
57 some years or so. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah,
so he's in jail till he's dead.
Probably. How old was he when he went in?
24, I think.
When he comes out, it's 75.
Smash.
He's 34 now.
He goes to McDonald's and he goes, "Here's your food, sir." He goes, "You raped me." He's like, "Oh, not this guy."
Oh, here we go. Well, we watched that documentary and then we watched another one that you sent the clips to us.
I give some timestamps, yeah. We'll take our first break and we'll come back and talk that. It was This Place Rules. You watched yesterday?
Yeah, I watched it yesterday during the day. If you haven't, I
like that you're actually a little fresher probably on some of the things to pull up, but I have a couple of marks that really made me laugh.
I mean, dude, some of that
good editing. Documentary and just like I am really enjoying. It's a horrible thing, but the aftermath of like the wake of COVID and all that shit, man. Like really, all the, like Shadowland was like the same thing. It's just people. Looking for some purpose and trying to believe some shit.
Yeah, because he got everybody. Everybody that he put on camera looked like an asshole at one point.
It was great.
Bobby's here. He's saying,
"What the fuck is he doing here?
Come up now, or do you want me at 5? Is what he's asking.
Tell him to come now.
Yeah. Why?
Hey, Melissa.
I thought he told me he couldn't do the pre-record today. Yeah.
He told me that this weekend. What was happening? Why he wasn't here? I don't know what.
He told me that this weekend that he couldn't.
Can you please, if he asks who you are, can you please say you're with the company just monitoring?
Please.
Everything we say. And then also when Bobby says anything that can be construed bad, just start writing, please.
And if
actually
honestly,
write down what he says. In fact, this is recorded, Lou, so this could be part of the show, right? We're back, Spotfire Faction Talk Series XM 103. We're telling Emily Stool Pigeons to when Bobby Kelly is on his way in, and when he comes in, to every time he says something mildly off color, write it down and shake your head.
And, yeah, shake your head. That's big. Or just like disapproving, just like, oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah, like you actually are.
Emily, remember when you moved here to be a big time actress and not lose Shadow?
Yeah.
Can you move your thermos to the other side so he can see the writing?
Oh, you're what they call in the lifestyle a hag, since Lou's gay for pee.
Yeah. She goes, she goes home, she's like, "I have a new gay best friend." His name's Louis from New Jersey.
Is he bi? Because everybody's bi. I goes, "No, this guy is gay for pee."
Yeah, and he is a butt.
He is butch E.
Damn, how much dick can this fucking guy suck?
How much?
Damn.
I'm thinking to myself, damn. How much? We are going to talk This Place Rules here in a few minutes, but we are waiting. He's here, he's in the building, right?
Yeah, he said he's coming up.
He's coming up. Yeah, we have Bobby Kelly coming in. We'll explain to him the documentary.
Yeah, it's always good to have a person to explain the documentary.
Emily Stool Pigeons is going to really make him uncomfortable. I like that.
Yeah,
I
like that. This is going to be great.
I can only hope.
Yeah.
No, don't worry. You will.
Yeah, you'll get him.
Yeah.
He's going to be like later. He's going to call me later tonight. I'm going to be like watching TV. He's going to be like, "Dude, was she really from Sirius, dude? Like, does she really work for the company, dude?"
So yeah, right. Bobby's going to come in. That's going to be a lot of fun. He's in early.
Yeah, I always love Bobby.
What an early. What an early come.
He's the opposite of a Gary. He shows up early.
Shows up early.
And
I'm here for you, dudes.
Hey, dude, I was wondering, this is your favorite muffin, right? I bought it on the way here. And you're like, how did you know that?
Such a simple laugh, but it caught me all weekend when Bobby was talking about acting. You were inside the actor's studio. What's your favorite word?
Dead.
That's so fast and so soft.
Dead.
What's up, Jacob?
I'm thinking you really triggered me with the whole celebrity commercial thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I should be this nice with Pennzoil. I think I was too nice with him. I sent him a nice letter when knowing they didn't bring me my jacket.
Yeah, they fucked. He fucked you over.
Maybe.
Oh, wait, they didn't bring you the jacket when they came?
They brought me another shirt. And I had a nice letter about
Dan, you weren't here.
I was gone. I was filming Billions.
Jacob, read a whole letter.
Jacob wrote him a really crazy, and the letter acknowledged several times.
He wrote a Stan letter?
But yes. A letter of appreciation.
Dear Joey, I wrote you, but you still ain't called me. I got your jersey and your letter.
He wrote the letter already with the acknowledgement of and this. I'll wear this jacket like in life like, and represent like the thing. It was so hard.
You told them you were like Pennzoil isn't
friends again.
Pennzoil isn't a sponsor. It's a lifestyle, is what you were giving them. And they were like, suck a dick. Yeah, and they didn't bring you the jacket.
Exactly. Maybe they want real people, real fans like Kevin Hart, right? Yeah. If he said he was gonna rep Renzo, they'd sew him a jacket.
They would. A guy would.
Where my dogs in the house? Right. That's the shit you want, right?
They would run
authentic.
All right. Now let me explain. Pennzoil is oil. They go in the car, go fast, go around the track. That's why people shit.
A car needs oil. Bam.
Hawking any tchotchkes they throw in front of him.
Oh, if they would run it to his door. They would run the jacket to his door.
Kevin Hart? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A
guy couldn't get there. If The Rock was like, I want to wear a Pennzoil jacket, they'd be like, I bring it to him. They don't care about the regular
man.
They
would build a seat, an extra seat into Joey Logano's car for him to be the co-pilot in the car for him during a race.
If you're looking
at what I say, same thing. I feel the same way about why do I not have seats at every Eagles game and floor seats for every Sixers game. I rep it hard, and they give it to people who just will look good on camera be there.
There's also, they give it to people that will promote it. That'll be like, I'm here courtside, and all of us would feel uncomfortable.
Well, you want someone who's also not overexposed, like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I barely see him.
Yeah.
I don't even know what he's authentic. Up to. Oh, that's the real him.
Oh, he's probably working diligently behind the scenes of Kevin Hart's LOL Radio channel. You know, Kevin Hart's...
You know what you should do is
get, LOL channel.
You should get Kevin, when you talk to him about promoting the special, you should get Kev to put you on LOL Radio. Just put an episode of Bonfire on.
Give us 2 hours.
Drop a Bonfire on Heart Radio, on Heart to Heart, or whatever it's called.
Heart to
Beating Heart. You know.
I know. Great last name to play with all the time. He's Heartbeat Productions.
Come on.
His symbol is that annoying, the heart thing. It gets to work for him.
Sunset Heart Hands.
Yeah.
Any crapola they put in front of him, he'll do a commercial for.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, dude.
What is that? I don't understand what he's doing.
I'll tell you what.
It's
where the dog's at. It's DraftKings.
For DraftKings.
And you know they went, cut. That was awesome, Kevin.
Although I do know Kevin. I do know Kevin enough to know, though, that there's an outside shot. He's deep in to DraftKings for something, and he did a commercial to get himself out.
He goes, bang. Okay, now, I put $30,000 on the Rockets on a Tuesday night. They lost.
Back call.
I doubled down. $6 million on the Knicks the next night. Bam. They're out.
You ruined watching sports for me because I
that DraftKings thing is on every break.
Every time they do they'll make what you're watching picture in picture, and then it's him,
And it's like, you already know how
DraftKings makes everything so easy. I just go on my phone and throw my life away.
But you already know how.
I guess that's what you want, Pennzoil. Somebody authentic and real.
It's your favorite, The Bonfire.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget that The Bonfire is a radio show, a full show. We got a studio and everything. You can listen to us on SiriusXM or on the SXM app. It's basically the same thing. Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.